This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
So here's a little precursor for you. Because this is the start of NBA All-Star Weekend, these are all All-Star related. And I figured we could start with what we did last year, a little exercise, because I did lie in my trending that the Rising Stars Challenge doesn't kick off All-Star Weekend. It's the Celebrity Game that kicks off the All-Star Game, which is just as exciting as it sounds. So what I have here is both rosters for the Celebrity Game, and I want you, Christian Arcan, to try and guess what they do for a living.
Okay.
How are they labeled as celebrities?
Okay.
I want to say last year you had maybe like a 30% success rate. I feel like you'll do good with this one.
I don't think I will. I mean, know that Giannis is like a coach, right?
Well, that's the first one. Okay. We have Giannis, Alex, and Thanasis Antetokounmpo. Okay. You know who they are.
Obviously. I do, yes. Giannis and his very talented brothers, who definitely should be in the league and would be if Giannis wasn't their brother. Definitely,
and is totally not in the league just because it's pleasing Giannis, but that's beside the point.
Is Mookie Betts involved in this somehow?
I was just about to say Mookie Betts is the other coach.
I remember saying, I was like, why is that Mookie Betts? Like, why is he there?
It's the Antetokounmpo brothers and Mookie Betts.
That's super random.
As a coaching staff.
Okay.
I mean, it's in LA. You got to get the Dodger in there.
No, you don't, because he's a baseball player, but okay. He's a baseball player who also specializes in bowling. I didn't know Mookie Betts even cared about basketball. I've never seen him hold a basketball. I've seen him bowl almost a perfect game before, though. He's a nasty bowler. But I didn't know basketball. I didn't know he was even into basketball. So how about that?
Yeah, how about that? So those are the coaches. You did pretty well with that. Now the players who are actually playing in the game.
Okay.
First, we have Keegan-Michael Key.
Key and Peele. I love Keegan-Michael Key. Big fan of his. Obviously, Jordan Peele has gone on to be this great director, but Keegan-Michael Key was just in those commercials for
State Farm,
right?
Him and Danny McBride.
Yeah. Two of them. And he's in a lot of stuff still. He's very good. I know him for sure.
That's pretty easy there. Mm-hmm. How about Rome Flynn?
Rome Flynn. That sounds like a real name. I'm going to say that Rome Flynn is a singer. How about an actor? What's Rome Flynn Bennett?
He's an Emmy-winning actor.
It's a he. I didn't know that either. Okay. Emmy-winning actor. What's Rome Flynn Bennett?
It does not list it on the roster that I have here.
Okay. Well, that doesn't help. All right. Yeah. Rome Flynn is an Emmy-winning actor. He was in The Bold and the Beautiful.
He was last year's MVP of the game.
And he is only 5'7", this guy. He was in a Christmas duet. Godfather of Harlem, How to Get Away with Murder, and Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral. Okay, I'm not super familiar with this guy, but he was in it last year. He was the MVP. Okay, got it. All right.
Then we also have Dylan Wang.
Dylan Wang. I'm going to say Dylan Wang is a singer. Hey, all right.
He's Dylan Wang. He's a Chinese actor and singer.
Okay,
I'll take it. Here on this.
I will take it.
The next one should be pretty easy. Is Shams Charania.
I know Shams Charania. I don't know him personally, but NBA insider Shams Charania, unless it's some other Shams Charania, but I feel like I would have heard if there was a second Shams Charania.
No, it's the one and only Shams Charania.
Okay.
Then we have Jenna Bandy.
Jenna Bandy. I don't know who Jenna Bandy is. I'm going to say that Jenna Bandy is a... actress.
Mm.
Pop star.
Mm.
Streamer. Hey,
I'll count it. It says here on my paper, social media creator and basketball personality.
Jenna, okay, so she's a content creator named Jenna. She's got to bow down to the original content creating Jenna. That, of course, is Jenna Marbles. My queen, the only Jenna I respect.
Absolutely.
What's up with Jenna Marbles? I don't know. She's not even online anymore, right?
I have not heard her name in a couple of years.
So Jenna Marbles used to work at the Place back when the Place was a bar. She was a bartender down there when I was working at Ames Plow. And we used to go to the Place because they had the latest last call. And because a lot of guys in the Red Sox used to hang out there, too. Mostly because they employed girls like Jenna Marbles working the bar. It was quite a roster they had there back in those days. And she was there like once a week. And then all of a sudden, she was on the cover of the Barstool newspaper, Barstool Sports, when it was still a newspaper. It was back in those days. She was on the cover of it, and then after that, she was everywhere. It was everywhere you looked. It was Jenna Marbles.
Yeah, she had a total takeover.
Period. Absolutely.
And now she's nowhere to be found.
Jenna Bandy. I have no idea.
Yes.
No idea who that is. Okay.
All right. Well, then we also have Rick Schnall.
Rick Schnall of the... Wait, Rick Schnall. I know that name. What? He has something to do with basketball, right? Schnall is a GM or he has something to do with like a team, right?
I'll give it to you. He's the Charlotte Hornets co-chairman and governor.
Okay, is he an owner of the team? Co-chairman? What's that?
I think it's an ownership group.
Rick Schnall. I know the name. Why do I know that name? I don't really know the Hornets that well. Rick Schnall. That's a funny name, by the way, Rick Schnall.
It sounds like a made-up name.
Let's see. He is a co-president and minority owner of the Atlanta Hawks and among the majority owners of the Charlotte Hornets. Wait, he owns the Hawks and the Hornets, this guy? Must be doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah. He must have a big wallet and a big bank account.
The fellow's almost 60 years old. Is this 60-year-old man's going to be out there running around with Jenna Bandy and Dylan Wang? I don't know. It's going to be tough. Keegan-Michael Key might cross up this guy.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, is there an age limit on these things? Usually
no,
you don't see guys up in the 60s.
Any celebrity, I guess,
okay.
All
right.
Can do it. This one, I was not expecting this one. Taco Fall!
I certainly know Taco Fall.
And the tacos going wacko!
Oh, yeah. Love the taco years. Those are good years. You know what I always thought was funny about the taco years was how Brad Stevens would be like, no, Taco's a real player. But then, like, it'd be the end of a game, and the crowd's chanting for Taco, and Brad's on the sideline doing, like, the Hulk Hogan ears. Like, what? Come on! Let's hear it for Taco! And then they finally put in Taco, and the place just goes crazy.
You know what I actually do remember was during the bubble in the playoffs, it was that game 6 against Toronto, they actually brought him in to try and defend the pass.
Right.
And then didn't work because Lowry got it to Ananobi and he hit it, and
right.
It forced the game 7.
Yeah, that was a good shot.
That was the only legit playing time he got.
You know what always bummed me out was watching Taco run? It's tough watching a guy that size run, especially when they're not like, because he wasn't, it's not like he was Wemby or something, you know, it was a little more graceful. Guys like that who run the way he ran were like, it was tough to watch that sometimes. But I like Taco. Wherever Taco is, I hope he's doing well.
Yeah, I hope he's doing well. And kind of a guy similar to that quote-unquote takeover he had, Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin, Lin's Sanity. He was on cover of Sports Illustrated twice in like the span of 3 weeks. He's playing in the game. He's on the same team as the old man. That's good. But that means the other team's going to have some like NBA caliber players. And if I'm them, I'm going right after the old guy. I'm going right. I'm isolation. I mean, we're guys, you and me, Gramps. Let's do this.
I'll have to listen to the highlights.
Oh, yeah.
The game has finished.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, who else?
We'll still keep going. How about Glorilla?
Glorilla the rapper? I'm familiar with Glorilla.
Yep. And then I don't know if it's Kafu. It's spelled C-A-F-U.
Kafu.
So I don't know if it's Kafu or if it's you pronounce it saying the letters.
Kafu sounds like another type of singer. Is that a singer named Kafu? Streamer? Content creator? Team owner? I don't know. Who's Kafu?
Kafu is a Brazilian soccer legend and two-time FIFA World Cup champion.
Oh, another old guy. How old? Like, how? When was he a player? You are not prepared for this segment, Joe. You got to give me some information on this. Kafu, I'm looking it up. Kafu was 55 years old. Marcos Evangelista de Moraes, known as Kafu, widely regarded as one of the greatest fullbacks of all time. Fullbacks? Soccer's got fullbacks? Since when does soccer have fullbacks? I thought you had the midfield, the defense, and the wings. What's the fullback? What? All right, whatever. So some fullback's going to be
different
playing.
Kind of football. And then last one on that roster is Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I certainly know him. He's a Detroit Lion. So there you go. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
We're going to do the other team?
Yeah, we got
all right, we'll move
team.
It a little, move through it a little quicker.
Okay, we got Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson, yes, of course, the actor from The Departed.
Okay, the other coach, Lethal Shooter.
His name is Lethal Shooter?
That's what I have here on the paper in front of me.
Oh, is that guy, the I understand it now guy? Is it that guy? Is that because I've seen that guy's videos.
World-renowned NBA shooting coach.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if he's a world-renowned shooting coach, but I've seen this guy. I saw him like shoot like a gummy bear into a water bottle in a viral video, and he's like, "Ah, see, I understand it now." That's like his catchphrase. He says, "I understand it now," and then he makes all these crazy shots.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have Donald Faison.
Donald Faison, that's Turk from Scrubs. He was also in Clueless. And
apparently, it's
lots of
back.
Other things.
Apparently, Scrubs is coming back.
Scrubs is coming back.
Yeah.
No.
It's a reboot.
I like Scrubs. I like Scrubs when it was out, but don't reboot old shows.
Exactly.
Okay. Stupid.
Okay, now to the players. We have Simu Liu.
Simu Liu? Actor? Okay.
Yep, he's part of the Marvel Universe.
Okay, all right.
He's Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi.
And the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Got it, okay.
That one.
That was kind of a lucky guess, but all right.
That was a good lucky guess. Cody Jones.
Cody Jones. Sounds like a musician. Cody Jones, not nothing with music. Actor. Streamer?
I'll give it to you. He's
okay.
the He's a creator and co-founder of Dude Perfect.
Oh, those trick shot
those guys who make the trick
shots.
Yeah,
I've seen those guys. Okay. They like have like board games and stuff too, right? Don't they have like this whole enterprise?
Oh yeah. They have like everything pretty much.
That'd be funny if he like sucked at basketball. Like if he just like couldn't dribble, like it was just terrible.
I
That'd
think
be
if my
funny.
Memory is correct, he is like the tall person in that, so he should be good.
Okay.
Anyway, then we have Badshah.
Badshah? Badshah. That sounds like a streamer name to me. Badshah. Soccer legend? I don't know. Singer? Okay.
He's a multi-platinum rapper and Indian entertainment icon.
Oh. So he's very popular in India. Okay.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with his music.
Yep.
As you can tell, but it took me like five guesses to know what he did. Okay.
Andre Degrassi.
Degrassi. That was that show Drake was on.
It's
Degrassi High School.
Spelled differently.
Andrew Degrassi. That sounds like a singer. No, that's always my first guess. These guys all sound like singers. Andre Degrassi, I don't know. What is he?
He's a seven-time Olympic medalist sprinter.
Oh.
He's a track and field.
Okay. Andre Degrassi,
you might,
sprinter.
You might need to get a little bit more creative with those guesses.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
We got Matt Ishbia.
Matt Ishbia is the owner of the Suns, right? Okay, yeah.
There you go. You got that
So
one.
There's another old guy. So there's going to be two old white guys out there, two old team owners.
They'll match up with each other. How
is it going to be like when Putin plays hockey and everyone has to pretend like they're good? It's like, oh wow, great shot, Matt. Like, way to go, buddy. You're really killing. You got 60 points in the game.
Who else we got? We got Taylor Frankie Paul.
Taylor Frankie Paul. I have no idea who Taylor Frankie Paul is.
One of the stars of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Okay.
Was also on The Bachelorette. Not that neither of us would know that.
So like a reality TV star?
Reality star.
Got it, okay.
This one should be easy. Jason White Chocolate Williams.
Oh, well, okay. You say a nickname, I know him. He's on like a Barstool podcast now, but he was really, really fun. Real fun guy to watch back in his day. The elbow pass. Him and Chris Webber together on those Kings teams. I think him, Williams, Vince Carter, and Paul Pierce were all rookies the same year. And it was a pretty tight race for Rookie of the Year. I think Carter ended up winning it. But Pierce and Williams, all three of them were like really fun rookies to watch that year.
How about Mustard?
DJ Mustard from Kendrick Lamar?
There you go.
All right.
I didn't want to give it away by just yelling out.
Yeah, you could have just done that.
I could have just been Mustard.
Yep, all right. Know him.
We have Adrian Nunez.
Adrian Nunez. Actor. I don't know.
We have singer-songwriter and viral hitmaker. This is what NBA.com, that's their press release.
Do you know any of his viral hits?
Not a clue.
Okay, neither do I.
So not really a viral. Almost there. Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, the wide receiver, current free agent. Okay.
Yep, and then the last one here, Nicholas Van Steenberg.
Nicholas Van Steenberg. Soccer legend. I have no idea. Who is
Love
that?
Island USA standout.
Love Island USA standout. So he was really good at
doing it. A reality show.
Real good at doing it. Yeah, Love Island, that's a big doing it show. All right,
much.
Cool. All right, I did okay.
Yeah.
I did okay.
I would say compared to last year, this was much better.
All right. Go back over it, see how many I hit there. That's that's pop culture. That's my wheelhouse, I would say. And that was the entire thing. That was the whole Arcan Fire. Was just going down the list of the celebrity game, which is already over. Game's over. What channel was it even on? I got the Olympics on
it.
It
was ESPN.
It was on ESPN. I should have watched it. I didn't watch any of it. Do we know who played well? Do we know who, like, you know?
I believe Rome Flynn won the MVP again.
Oh, good for Rome Flynn. All right. Cool. Very cool. There's your Arcan Fire.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant, one versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.